So here we go. The very first one. Prayers for baptism in the Holy Spirit. Join me. I thank you for your word, for truth and power and authority, Father. Lord, I want to be pleasing in your sight, and I pray that you will open my heart to those invitations you have for me. I wouldn't miss what, Lord, give me your leading and guidance in Jesus' name. Amen. See, that's the only prerequisite to eternal life, is conversion. So, let's just say another prayer together, the very next one. Almighty God, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I believe Jesus is your Son and that he died on a cross for my sin. I believe that you have raised him to life again that I might be justified. Forgive me for my sins, and I forgive anyone who has sinned against me. Jesus, the Lord of my life, I want to honor you with all that I am and all that I have in Jesus' name. So, God receives this, and I want to encourage you, as we do pray aloud a lot in church, and that's a wonderful thing, don't worry about if somebody over at this, a lot of times when I'm walking through the grocery store or someplace in public and I got something on my mind, I just will start praying in the spirit. And somebody will say, who are you talking to? I'm not talking to God, but more importantly, I'm talking to myself, because if I talk to myself, I get the right answer that I want or need. But when I don't know what to do, I just talk to God and I say, Lord, hear me. Hear me, Lord. So here's the third one as we start to close. Father, I read in your word where you said I would be baptized with your spirit. And I come in obedience to that scripture and ask that you would baptize me in a powerful way with your spirit. I thank you for it, and I want to yield my life to you. I want to yield myself to you without reservation, without limits, without preconditions. That purpose may come forth in me in this generation. Now, give me a mighty baptism in Jesus' name. That's it. You don't have to feel anything. Emotions are good. And emotional, and some of the services, the emotions are good. And there's nothing wrong with emotions. But you don't necessarily have to have a jolt of lightning come down upon you when you receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit, because your spirit connects with his spirit and you start growing together. If you pray that sincerely, I do believe that God has baptized you in the Holy Spirit. And if you're willing, you can pray in your own prayer language at home, at work, in office, wherever you are. And no matter what sound you make, make it come from your heart. That's all. God wants to talk to you. We pray. He wants you to talk to him. That's why he said, you know, if you don't know what to pray for, the Spirit will give us the utterance. But he also said, go into your prayer closet. He already knows everything about you. So just pour your heart. And if you don't know how to express it, just babble it. Like a baby talking to the mama. He'll know. So I close with this prayer. And my time has expired. Thank you for letting me have this time in these last few weeks. And thank you for the ability to share my heart. So this is the prayer that we close with. Lord, I thank you for giving me what I asked for. And I thank you that you are setting me free to pray in a new way, to cooperate with your spirit. And I thank you for bringing a new freedom and a new liberty to my life. Lord, use me in a more powerful way than I can imagine possible. And give me freedom to pray as I never have before. In Yeshua's precious name.